From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah health officials reported 553 more cases of COVID-19 today. That marks three straight weeks of more than 300 new daily cases. The Department of Health also reported four more deaths, bringing the state's total to 172. All four people were hospitalized at the time of their death. As cases continue to soar, so do face covering requirements. Utah's Transit Authority announced that starting tomorrow, all passengers and employees will be required to wear masks system-wide until further notice. Riders in Salt Lake and Summit counties were already required to do so. Utah school districts must have a reopening plan in place by August 1st. That's according to requirements from the state's Board of Education, which were approved by Governor Gary Herbert yesterday. Districts must have a plan for how they'll handle high-risk students, increase cleaning, and manage kids in the classroom. Utah's courts have also released their phased guidelines to reopen. Individual courts must get approval from the Judicial Council before moving to a lesser risk level. Some of the recommendations include reducing court capacity and setting up a contact tracing system. Utah has provided nearly $134,000 in rental assistance to 112 people since mid-May, when the governor's eviction freeze ended. As KUER's Emily Means reports, hundreds of people have applied, but many are still waiting for help.
Keith Heaton with the Department of Workforce Services says rental assistance is meant for those who don't qualify for traditional unemployment insurance, like undocumented people. Heaton says 435 applications are still in progress.
It is challenging. We do continue to make changes and try to be flexible with this to make sure that we're serving everyone's needs.
Pete Stoughton is the program director at the Christian Center of Park City. He says clients who have applied for state funding through the new rental assistance program haven't received it yet.
There is criteria that no one in Wasatch or Summit County is able to meet, so we are unable to access those funds at all.
He says applicants' housing must be inspected as one of the requirements, and no one in Summit or Wasatch County is certified to do that. The Department of Workforce Services says they're not aware of those issues, but applicants shouldn't be denied because of that. Emily Means, KUER News.
The Utah fighter pilot who died in a crash in Europe earlier this month will be remembered with memorial services this weekend. Kenneth Cage Allen was killed when his plane crashed into the North Sea during a routine training exercise. On Friday, his family will have a public viewing at a funeral home in Farmington. On Saturday, there will be a public funeral at the Box Elder High School football field in Brigham City. Following the funeral, a procession will make its way through Brigham City. Anger is rising over what happened this past weekend at a vigil in Aurora, Colorado, honoring Elijah McClain. The 23-year-old black man died last year after police put him in a chokehold and a medic injected him with ketamine. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Videos posted on social media show local officers in riot gear moving in on what looks like a peaceful group of attendees and violinists mid-song. Benjamin Levin is an associate professor at the University of Colorado Law School.
In many ways, the police response to the vigil actually highlights exactly what protesters have been arguing and saying. It highlights a lot of the issues that are leading for calls to defund, dismantle, or abolish the police, or at the very least to shift away from using police as the solution to so many issues.
Aurora's interim police chief told the Denver Post officers were responding to concerns from undercover police, who heard attendees talking about rushing police headquarters and saw people passing out rocks. The department confirmed it used a smoke canister, pepper spray, beanbag, shotgun rounds, and foam bullets on the crowd. In addition, several officers are now being investigated for posing for photos at the site where Elijah McClain was forced onto the ground. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Raylan Bichelle.
Applications open tomorrow to hunt sage grouse, sandhill cranes, swan, and turkey this fall. Permits for those animals are awarded through the Utah Hunt Draw System, which is open through July 16th. Seasons for each animal take place at various times between September and December, depending on the part of the state. If you don't want to hunt any of those animals this year, you can also apply for a preference point, which gives you a better chance of getting a permit next year. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.